Today's share in the Dish of Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Omad Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are beginning Sif Hey, which we began yesterday, Sif Simen Tof Kuf Ayin Vav. And we begin with the Mechaber. V'chein Mis'anin Al Hechaloyim. We also fast, these are other tzaras, these are other troubles that come to Klai Yisrael on various illnesses, Hechaloyim. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yudal tells us this is also Vuhadin Kishibabuos Parchin Batinokos, various types of pustular diseases, boils, or other skin lesions that occur in young children, Rachmana Litzlan, Umesim, and they die from them. Certain things like smallpox or other types of illnesses that children could, Rachmana Litzlan, die from, Yesh Ligzor Tainis, and then what goes are a tainis on them. Ukvar Nidva, on Klai Yisrael, that the children shouldn't die. Ukvar Nidva Slich Al Tachlu Yilodim, and there was already a tefillah that was written up specifically made to daven for the health of the children. And the Shalah writes, Mishalah Kosav, to call Echad Yavriach Bon of Minoir Be'esazos, that you have to take your children away when these types of sicknesses, illnesses come into a city. You have to leave the city because it's dangerous to them. The Himachlo HaMistabekes, because this is a contagious disease and it could, Rachmon Luslan, cause the children a tremendous amount of trouble. Now, already, Dishavu number 11 tells us in the Kafachayim that nowadays, when Baruch Hashem, we have vaccines, we have an unbelievable ability to prevent many of these viral illnesses that used to kill hundreds of millions of people, like smallpox, and we don't see these diseases, Baruch Hashem, nowadays. So the Kaf HaChaim already 100 years ago writes, She'ein tzarech levroch b'dir, that you're no longer obligated to run away from the city. People used to die all the time from polio and measles and certainly smallpox and many, many other viral illnesses that Baruch Hashem, through vaccination and better medical care, were able to handle. So therefore, you're not mechuyev, the Kaf HaChaim says, to run away anymore. Again, in a time of sickness where there is no treatment, so then with COVID, for example, one has to be careful. One has to go and isolate and essentially run away from where the illness is. This is a halacha, not just good advice. Now, the Mechaber continues and he writes, Haresh yorad choli echod la'anoshim harbi bo'so'ir. Ketzad, what is an example of these sicknesses? So if you have one person who's sick from many, many people, but it's this type of infectious, contagious illness, such as askara, could go to askara. It's usually translated as diphtheria, which the Ramah says, Pirish, choli sogera goron. It's an illness that closes up your breathing. May inyan vayisachu mainos tahom, and it plugs up the wells. That's where we get it from, and therefore it is some sort of an illness that prevents you from breathing. You get some sort of a membrane in the back of your mouth, and diphtheria can be a very, very, very uncomfortable illness, and Rachmana Litzlan, a serious fatal illness. So therefore, he says, or if you have charchur. I'm not 100% sure what it is. I saw some translations of this as a gangrenous type of an illness. Uchayotzi behen. So this could be possibly certain types of bacterial infections, like the flesh-eating bacteria that they're talking about, or things similar to this. These are fatal illnesses. So in this situation, this is a public communal type of a potential illness and suffering. But goes in Alei and Tanis Masri, and the Tzibor is they're going to be goes in the Tzibor should fast and they should blow the shofars. Now, Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Tezvav tells us Ayin Kamon Bahagah, where he's going to discuss this more exactly. So we'll wait till we get to the Ramah a little bit later in this Sif. Then he tells us further, V'chein, likewise, if you have chichuch lach, these are some sort of moist type of sores. I'm not sure what illness they're specifically referring to, such as he's arehu kishchin porech, like some sort of a spreading boils. Again, this could be various types of bacterial infections that can do this. Plague, for example, can sometimes give you lesions like this, bubonic plague. There's different forms of plague, many other illnesses as well that this could possibly be included in. So if this is in Parshat Berov HaTzibur, if many people in the community never had this, Misadim Masrinolav, then you have to declare the fast and the blowing shofar for these types of illnesses. Aval Chikuch Yavish, but if it's a dry type of a sore, then just Tzorak and Lav, you just dive into HaKodesh Baruch Hu without declaring the fast and the blowing of shofar. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkon Tezayin tells us that this, the moist sores over here, this is shchin shemischachech odom aleh. It's cause a type of scratching that it's very uncomfortable and you itch it and scratch it. So that's the type of sores that it's talking about. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkon Yitzayin tells us, Ein in the Bach, he tells us, Shadaita, his opinion is, the bazaar filu ena mesim mimana. Even if people aren't dying, if it's spread to multiple people, and even though they're not dying, but it's a serious illness, then goes in tanis. Then your goes are tanis on the people. Albeit, Dirshu, footnote number 12 brings down that you wouldn't be blowing truas on Shabbos for this. He brings down for the shows truas Shusyako. We wouldn't shouldn't be misrein on Shabbos. And the Mishnah continues, says Shashrin lach who kein shayu mitzrayim who kashu kamavis. He says this moist type of a lesion, whatever illness this is, maybe some sort of plague. So he says this is a bubonic plague. So he says this is something like they had in Mitzrayim, the makkah of Shchin, or possibly of Dever in Mitzrayim, and it's very, very serious, and it's very highly contagious and potentially fatal. So he says, but you need it to spread across a large part of the community, as opposed to these other illnesses don't necessarily have to spread across the entire community. Then the Ramah says, for these illnesses that we're talking about, as opposed to yesterday, we said certain types of dever, which come because more of changes in the atmosphere, I'm not exactly sure what that means, but for whatever those reasons, they're not considered like contagious illnesses, but they just can cause a lot of trouble for people. So there you need to have one person die every day for 3 days for every 500 people. And prorate that if there was a 1,000 people, 6 people dying, 2 every day for 3 days. Here it doesn't apply. That was in regards to Debra, but in regards to these contagious illnesses, Elamis Anim Asriim, Alil Achaloim Yah. It brings up in the Beis Yosef that you go and declare fast and you blow shofar for these immediately. Mishabur explains immediately, Miyad Sivkot Yudches, Ayin Chadushi Ritva, Shadaita, the Ritva's opinion is, Ta'al Koponim Bo'inu Shu Mesa Meosu Choli Shlosho Anoshim, at least still has to be a fatal illness to declare these fasts, and Vaz Nischaska Choli Lemumeses, then we know that this is a potentially fatal illness, but you don't need it one every day for 3 days. You don't need the same rules, so to say, to declare a fast and blowing shofar. He says it's enough. Ela ben yom biyom echad or yosim misan masriin olav. Even if it's 3 people dying in 1 day or people dying over more than 3 days, that would endeavor not be considered a fast. But here it is considered a fast that you should fast. Alchein lefi mashim b'vur beis yosef b'shem Yerushalmi mucha dilin and askra. But the beis yosef brings up from the Yerushalmi in regards to this diphtheria, this askra, which the Gemara by the way says is the worst type of misa possible, very, very painful misa. Afilu lo meis mimena, even if nobody died, rak echad, only just one person, then misanin olav, then you do have to go and declare a fast day. And he says, but it has to be affecting many people, even if only one person only died. We're machmir here, as long as one person died, to declare the fast. That seems to be what the Mechaber is telling us here as well. But if you don't have at least one person dying, then you don't have to go and declare the fast. And he adds, he says you have to have 2 people dying, but obviously he didn't see this Yerushalmi. So he wasn't aware of this Yerushalmi or of the words of the Ritva, otherwise he might not have said that you require 2 people. Okay, Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, if you have a wild animals coming and they're what's called scent, nishtalcha, which we'll explain in a moment what it means scent as opposed to their natural illness. And I'll read here first the Deir Shifu number 14 before we read the Sif, because I think he explains it very well in terms of what we're going to be coming up against. And he says the cloud that we're going to see, all these different cases, is as follows. Shekol she'ena chaya yotzeis migeder tiva. If the animal's acting in a normal way for animals to act, animals kill. Animals are wild animals and they will kill human beings under certain situations. So if they're acting in a normal way, that's not considered something that's sent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a warning to us that we better do tshuva. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. If you're walking in a safari and a lion comes up to you, don't expect you to be saved. The lion will attack you, potentially. So therefore, if the lion attacks you, we don't say, oh, this is a gzeirah min hashamayim that we have to fast. The idea of the fasting and the truas is to recognize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if this is the normal way of the world, so then you don't declare fast for animals killing in the normal way of the world. So if it's megeder tiva, if it's a natural thing, so then it's not considered mishuleches, shenishtalcha. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, nowadays, shetzleinu, ein matzu shetiyah chai mishuleches. We don't see lions coming into the city. We don't see crocodiles coming into our cities. It's very unusual to have this sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, rak lefonim, sometimes you see a rabid dog, kelev shote, shenoshech, kamen yodam. Yeah, you have rabies, so then you have to be concerned about it. But that's not called chai mishuleches. That's called normal, natural illnesses that you have to be careful about. And if you take the normal precautions, then it's not mishuleches. But you should go and take care of this. You have to kill a rabid dog. So therefore, the distinction, the general rule over here in Siv Vav is if something's acting out of the usual, then it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's acting within the usual framework, then we don't say it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to fast and blow trua. So now let's see Sivva. Achaya Rosh Nishtalchav. It's sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu, so this is a message to us. Afilu lo hizika el nirus bobai. Even if it hasn't caused damage, but we see it. If we see a lion walking around the middle of Manhattan, so that's a sign from Shamayim that there's a problem. So misanin umasriim chomokum. Then we would go and fast and blow trua in all situations. Afilu horichokim, and even the places that are far away would have to do this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yotes tells us, but tzaruch iyan aharavah. Wiser than the Ramah say that everybody in the nation, in the kingship, in the dominion, has to blow shofar like Hosea at the very end of Sivches. So why didn't he say that over here? Also, kan rakshiu beosu hapich aprachya. That has to be in the same kingdom. Kemoshe gives so Sivches, he says it's tzarichim. V'kein lomu lo cholak aliv yeshulchan aruch b'sif aleph, b'sif yud beis. M'mashu kosov v'cholo imshus v'hosea m'chule. Why doesn't the Ramah mention over here that the surrounding areas have to do certain things? L'farish du adin arachok b'shayu beosu hapirachya. So it's a question over here, why the Ramah didn't specifically mention here as well, like he mentions in other places, that this applies to the surrounding areas or within the same kingdom as well. In any event, the Mechaber continues and he says, if the animal is not sent, it's not specifically something that we have to be concerned about. If it's sent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Eino Ela Mikvah, it's a natural thing. Now, how do we define Mishulachas? Ezu Mishulachas. So near us of a year, the yom, if you see the animal in the city during the daytime, that's unusual. Harizu Mishulachas. But near us of a sod, but yom, if you see it out in the fields, then then it depends. If two people saw it, the low bark and the animal wasn't scared of two people. Normally animals are scared of people, it should run away. But in this situation it didn't run away, Harezu Mishulachas. Even in the daytime in the field, it's considered Mishulachas. The Mishabur in Sivkot and Chop tells us, Mashal the Basar de Balila, the field at night, should darkly Yosham, that's where the animals hang out. Ain Raya Mamidosa Shinishtal Khalhasik. Despite seeing it or seeing it standing there, that's not enough at night. That's its normal habitat. Awabir Balila comes into the city at night, the age was at Gam Kane Sad Echosh. That's certainly something to be concerned about. That's also considered that it was sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you see the animal in a field that's near the wild area into the swamps, and the animals run after two people, that's also harezu mishulachas. That's not normal. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafalim tells us, yeah, I'll call chayas aretz. The animal should be afraid of human beings. And the fact that they're not, and it wasn't afraid, it's certainly coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, lo rot v'acharem, if the animal didn't run after them, then it's not called something unusual, enu mishulachas. If you see it actually out in the wild, in the forest, or in the swampy area of afilu rot v'acharem, and even if it runs after you, that's also not called enu mishulachas, because that's its normal habitat. Unless it did something unusual. Elim tar for shnam, for example, it killed two people, v'och lechamim, but only ate one of them, because normally it would eat both. So if it killed two, that's a sign that's sent from Shemayim. Avlam och l'shnam be'agam, but if it eats two out in the field, that's not considered mishulachas, because that's its normal habitat. Because it was hungry, it killed them both. And love of nation mishlachas, not because it's sent from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chav Beis tells us that rots lomar baze imam, if the animal stands still, so to say, cause much lord for achrayim in mishlachas. If it doesn't come after them, it's not considered mishlachas. The kibin the smucha lagam hainu revisa. It's not scared of them over here because that's its normal habitat, and therefore we're not concerned about it. Why didn't it run away when it saw the people? Because it was right near its safe area, and if the humans had come towards it, it would run away then. So the fact that it didn't run away right away, that's not something to be concerned about. And if it's in the Agam, the Mishmur says, this is a place filled with reeds, it's like a swampy area, and small little trees, certainly in a forest, so then the animal's comfortable there, then you can't make anything from its actions. And therefore, in that situation, even if it runs after the people, which it normally wouldn't do, then the kivan, the hainu dochter shalom, that's its normal habitat. It's comfortable in its surroundings, and it'll even run after people where it normally would not run after them. Sivkot and Chafei, if it ate that both of them, Ravusi, this is a digital chiddush here. The Alpha Gav, the Och Lecha Mehem, having Mishulachas, even if it eats one, that could be considered Mishulachas. But here, Miditarva, Shnevel, Och Lecha, in fact, it ate the killed the second one but didn't eat it. Certainly, that's something to be concerned about. Certainly, if it ate neither of them, it just killed them. That's not what animals do. Animals normally eat for food or when they're being attacked. So, Bavade, that's considered Mishulachas, heavy Miditarva, Osan. And he brings down from Tosis, if the animals attack with no reason, and then they don't eat, so then that's clearly a sign that's sent from Shemayim. Or Beperish, Rabbeinu Chananel, Yisrael Hefech. Rabbeinu Chananel had a different opinion than Tosos. Ayin Shem, go look over there. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Abotim habinuyim v'midbaros u'ba'arotzos ha'nishamos. If you have houses that are built out in the desert or in desolate areas, ho'el, hey, makom gedud chayit, that's where the animals live. So you can't say, well, this is an inhabited area, it's unusual for the animals to come there. No, you're building your house where they live. And therefore, im also lagak, only if an animal goes up onto the roof, v'not latinok me'arisa, and it took a baby out from the crib, Rav Moshe says the crib, the arisas, pirush mita katan, a little bed, meinyan from the words hine arso eretz barzel. So then, in this situation, when the animal takes it from the crib, that's very unusual. Then harezu mishulachas. That's a simon that's coming from Hashem. But if it doesn't reach that level, the animals are walking around. This is their habitat. You've encroached on their habitat. Eno mishulachas. You can't learn anything from that. By you building your house over there, you put yourself in danger. You're living amongst them. So you can't say that anything that they do is a sign from Shammai. However, the other creepy crawling creatures of the ground, or the creepy crawling creatures amongst the birds, if they come and they do damage, for example, if you have snakes or scorpions, they come and damage, but they don't kill. So in this situation, and certainly wasps or mosquitoes, or other types of insects, that's not considered abnormal. We don't go and say that in this situation, that there is something over here that is unusual, and you don't declare a fast or blow truce. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavlav tells us, "Aval im amisa," but if they go and kill, even then the insects, afilu yatushim uzvuvim, even mosquitoes and hornets and things like that, other insects, bees, misanin masriyan lam. Then you have to go and declare a fast and be masriya. And some say the Eish Omer Nechosh Vakrabim on the snakes and the scorpions. Afilum Eino Yuduim Adayin Shemusu Ayotan. Even we don't know for certain that they're going to kill. Gam Hechoshim Mustan Alzeh, that they have the potential to kill. So we're concerned about this as well. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, V'chein Al Yeroko. Now we're talking about various types of blight and attacks on the crops. So Yerokon Vashidofon. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Chavzayin tells us, Yerokon Hutvua Shechsifo Paneah. The wheat has somehow become whitened. Vashidofon, what is that? Huroach Shemiri Kazer Menatua. This is some sort of a wind that comes and destroys the seeds from the wheat. And how much has to be destroyed? Vishiro kimol pia tanur. If it fills up the amount of a tanur, pirish tavua, shiroi lasus pas kimol pia tanur. It's enough bread that would fill up an oven's worth, and Dershah Foot number 15 tells us what size of oven we're dealing with. So in that situation, you have to be concerned. Ubigmar mistopic and roads along my kisu yatanur, they have to fill it up totally. O kishuro salechem advekim if yatanur zed, so they're off. The breads are just next to each other. Inam izel, amalam izel, one on top of the other. So in any event, when it has this blight on the crops, mishihischil b'tvua, that starts in the tvua, afilu lo hischil b'mok mechad, even if it's only one place, kimlo piyatanur, if it fills up a tanur's worth of destruction, so that misanin umasriin, we go and we fast in this situation and we build truas. And here's where the Ramah adds, which was the Mishnah Berurah said before, why didn't he add this in other places, afilu rechokim, even places far away from here, rakshiyu, but also haprachya, as long as they're in the same kingship. The Mishnah Berurah was saying, Sivkot and Chavches, this he malchus, this means the malchus, he brings down Loran, so then if it's in the same domain, if it's in the same dominion, the same malchus, so then everybody has to fast. Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot and Chavches, V'davko b'zeh shika makot malechus, this is something that moves about, obviously. Avok shenim malechus, but if it's not something that moves about, so enim misras elim masanis bavat, then you don't blow truas, but you just fast, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem, Kamosh Kosov, Sivyud Beis, as brought down by the Magen Rum, and we'll see this in tomorrow's shir. Siv test. The Mechaber writes, V'chein alo arbe v'hechosil. Likewise, if you have various types of grasshoppers, the arbe and the chosil, various types of locust. So these types of locust, known as arbe and chosil, afilu lo nira mehem elo kenaf echad b'chol Eretz Yisrael. If you only see one wing of them, you only see an initial start coming in Eretz Yisrael. V'afilu eino mashlis yivul Eretz, and it doesn't even destroy any of the crops. Nevertheless, this is a potential danger. Misanin umasrin alem. You have to go and declare a tightness and fast when you see them. Now a gubai, what is a gubai? So Ramah says pirush min arba, another type of locust, b'choshu, even a small amount. However, avol echogov, about the chogov, that's another type of grasshopper, a mesana love lo masriin, you don't have to go and declare fast or blow truas, ela zork mubav, but you just dive into a kodesh baruch. And then he concludes, v'achshav she'enon makirim minim el halalu, we don't really know the difference between all these different types of locusts, so akula masriim, so we, in fact, blow truas on all of them, because all of them have tremendous potential destruction for the crops of Klal Yisrael. With this, we conclude today's shiur.